Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Hi, Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Today, we're going to try to get to our topic, but I think we're going to take callers first. We're talking about dangers of the astral realm and, yes, taking your calls. And like I said, we're going to be doing that first. Call in number 914-338-0164. And we invite those of you who are listening and waiting on the line to follow us on Facebook. You may either like Neil Baker Psychic or follow Neil and Kristen Baker. That account's linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. And you can join us here on Blog Talk Radio. All you have to do is click on the follow button on our homepage, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic. So 562-596-7818 is the number to call for conversation that the radio show does not have time for. But first, so we're going to take some calls today. 845 is our first. And hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Lucy.
Oh, hi, Lucy.
How are you? You look great with the haircut.
Oh.
Very nice.
Oh, thank you very much.
Believe me, you, yeah. I had been asking for permission to do the same thing for a long time, and then everybody told me, no way.
Really?
Yeah. I say, oh, what about if I cut my hair so, like, want my hair very short? They say, no.
You know, sometimes okay. I don't think the hair cutters are, I mean, you know, they should be in the position to recommend what might look best, but they're not always right. So maybe you need to try somebody different.
Yeah, but any, you got it as I imagine myself having it.
Oh,
I saw you, it's like, wow, I'm manifesting in somebody else. Feel you look very
well. Give it a try.
Nice.
You'll have to send us a picture, Lucy.
I did a while ago, like 5 years ago, 4 years ago, and everybody was like, my God, you look like sick. It's like, okay.
Oh, no.
Because they say people with short hair, they either are or they cancer survivors. It's like, okay. Especially
hey,
my
Lucy,
two kids.
Can you speak up? Because it's hard to hear you. Are you getting muffled? You know?
Okay. Now you can hear me?
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
Okay. Yeah, especially my son and my daughters, they really love me a lot. They say, Mother, you had such a beautiful hair. But you look great anyway. I may try, but then the person I'm looking for is coming back like in a month or so from, it's a man. I either going to go to her, to a lady, or to this man, Duncan's hair.
Well, you'll definitely do send us a picture. I don't know if you're on our Facebook, Lucy, but if you're not, you should be, and then we can see your before and after. Neil, her birthday is 10/19/1962.
10/16, yeah.
10/16. How are you? What? 10/16, right? 1962.
Yes.
And what's going on today? Do you have a question, Lucy?
Okay. My question is this uneasy feeling that I see when, like, I have so many friends, and as a couple, they grew and economically, financially. They're still together, and when I see myself, I say, oh, my God, what's going on. It, like, I feel happy. I don't know how I'm going to, but at the same time, I say, oh, that could be me. Is that jealousy? Is that just a feeling that comes? I am fine being single and having a dog as a company. But what is this kind of feeling? What? How? I do journal about it. And I did listen to the show the other day, this lady that was very depressed because she was recalling the feeling of the father, the father, like she never knew. The latest show that you did.
Right, on Wednesday.
And, yeah, remember? Yeah, this lady, Marta? Yeah, and she was doing a healing process.
She's from
remember?
Venezuela.
Mm-hmm. She's from Venezuela, yeah, and she was a healer. She meant to be a healer. And
right, and she's going through all that stuff. So I think, Neil, are you having a little trouble understanding what the question is? Are you saying that you're feeling
my
some kind of jealousy or envy from friends? Is that the question? And why that's
it
happening?
It is kind of an easy feeling. I don't want to give it a tag because I don't want to say, oh, it's I am jealous or something like that. But then what is transpiring is an easy feeling of being like, I feel like I have been accomplished a lot. But at the same time, I say I choose to be kind of, the husband that I choose wasn't there for me, then.
Well, you know,
I don't know.
Lucy, when we get into the tribal aspect of women, usually the men go in their tribe, the women, you know, the men go in their tribe, they're hunting, whatever. The women, in the tribal sense, they stay back, they wash the clothes, they cook, they prepare the meals. And what happens with the women is that they become very talkative in their play, and they gossip and they talk, and it provides an energy field of conversation. And a lot of times it gets competitive and things like that. The men, they get more physically competitive. Who's the better hunter? Who's running faster? The talk is not as big with the men, except if they're going to talk about the hunt or some such thing. The women, they go into a different mode. Their talk is very domestic. Sometimes it gets a little petty, a little judgmental, but it provides for activity. And I think what is happening is that the friends you have and the circles you have of women are getting into the tribal sense of conversation, where it gets a little petty and gossipy and envious and things like that, judgmental. And that's what you're experiencing, which ultimately just becomes a flavor of the female tribe. It's just the way it is. They get chatty. And, you know, you have to kind of stand on your own and recognize your own individuality, because in all actuality, you don't have that kind of tribe anymore. Your tribe is really just your family. But I think what you got to do is just take pride in what you're doing and believe in yourself and that kind of thing. And ultimately, if you stand your ground and act proud in that respect, the other members that are around you will, you know, come
respond
to respect you.
Yeah. And there's always the angle of departing from friends that aren't supportive. If you're in a group of people that are not supportive of you and validating you, and there's competition, perhaps, you know, a new group of friends is what you need.
I don't have too many friends.
Well, that's okay. I mean, having close friends.
The ones that you're referring to that are being judgmental or whatever, opinionated, are the ones that we're speaking of.
Okay. They don't really... Yes. They don't really tell me, oh, look at this, what I accomplished. They just there, like showing me, like to show me, okay, this is when you get into a good relationship, or this is when you stick together no matter what. is what I think, but it wasn't my part in my relationship. Maybe I was the one that created everything since the beginning, like created something that wasn't there for me, like a castle, like a building a castle of sand that just crumbled.
Well, I think, you know, you whether it's a castle of sand.
Say, Hunt, I just looked at that word on a piece of paper. That's really weird that you said it out
loud. Really?
Or, you know, a solid foundation.
The word sand.
Just stand firm in your beliefs, Lucy. And, you know, in terms of how you are affected by even the select few around you, if they have certain opinions or they trying to tell you what to do with your life, you have to still find your own mark in the world.
Right. And like,
and
exactly. And even if they're not, you know, a huge amount of a huge circle in your life, maybe moving on from those people, if they're not supportive, is the way to go.
Because I think it was on my part that I was, that I was supposed to do something, not to feel that way. I usually put the when I'm feeling uneasy, I just put I just say gratitude. I have to focus on gratitude.
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
And then what other way I can use to heal or to avoid this uneasy, to avoid not to heal? Because avoidance is like putting a topping into an issue that is just there. What healing is recommending,
You're asking,
or what healing
what
you will recommend.
Well, again, Lucy, you know, keeping yourself in a higher vibration, you know, shielding yourself from any type of negativity, and also maybe replacing the friends. I think that's the recommendation. And anything else, Neil, before we move on? We've got other callers. We have to move on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there, you know, in this regard, it isn't, the healing is more of a psychological way of looking at life that helps you to build around you a better environment. I, you know, there isn't any ritualistic healing in regard to the problem you have that I know of. It's more of a psychological healing and taking care of yourself and giving yourself a different verbal dialogue. Giving yourself a different dialogue. That,
give myself a new haircut maybe and a new look.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
I don't know if that'll work, but
get a new haircut and carry a heavier spear. Kristen sure did.
No, well, thank you. Yeah, we appreciate your call, Lucy, and thanks for the compliment. So let us know about your hair.
Thank you so much. And you are a beautiful couple, too.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Okay,
thank
Lucy. Thanks.
And thank you for everything, okay?
You're welcome. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we've got another caller, Neil, from a block. Now, who's this?
Hello.
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 Hi, who's that?
Hi, Christine. This is Anshul.
Hi, Anshul. Do you remember Anshul? Good, good. How are you? I'm trying to remember your. I think you're a three, aren't you? Your master number is three, Anshul, but I don't have your birthday handy.
My birthday is June 20, 1973.
Oh, no, I'm wrong. 678. June 20th?
Yeah.
June 20th. Okay, I didn't remember right. That's sad. 28101. And your wife is 7 or something like that. There was something in our master numbers that was similar, I remember. How are you? What's going on?
I'm good. At that time, I was asking about my job. I got a job.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. What are you doing?
So I have moved to this new place, but I need the clarity. I mean, I am still in confusion, and I'm really not comfortable. So I need guidance on this. Yeah.
Okay, Anshul, first of all, what job are you doing? What job did you get? You did a private one.
It's an engineering job.
Okay.
Does it pay well? Is it helping you out?
Yeah, it would pay well. I joined just about 10, 15 days back.
So are you saying you moved? Am I saying you moved and you're in a new location?
Yeah, out of country.
You moved out of the country, so you're having problems assimilating the new environment, feeling it out and feeling comfortable with it?
Yeah, and at the same time, work also.
And the same time what?
Work also, it's not the kind of work that I have done.
Oh, are you separated from your family right now? Are they in a different country? Or
Yeah.
did they move with you? And they're in India. Where are you now? Are you in England? I can't remember where the country.
Yeah, I moved to Middle East.
To where? Where did you move to?
Middle East, that is
Oh, Middle East. That's right.
Oh,
Okay,
Middle
Middle
East.
East.
Oman.
I remember.
Oman.
Oh, yeah, that's an adjustment for sure, especially when you're not with your
Well,
family.
you know what? It's going to be tough. And so, but you're it's normal. A lot of this is normal. You're kind of a you're a stranger in a strange land, and whether it's regarding your environment at large and also your work environment, maybe some of the employees, there's going to be a certain amount of adjustment. But this is where you have your series of rebirths. And whenever we have a birth, there's a or a rebirth, there's a difficult transition. When you're a baby, you're learning how to adjust to your body and the environment, and you're crying, and then you're learning how to walk. Everything's at a harsh adjustment. Whenever you have a birth going on, whether it's an actual birth or a rebirth, you're rebirthing, and in that regard, and so you're in a new environment. So you're like a baby.
Yeah.
The only thing is, you're not a baby. You're a man, and men are stand up to the task of change. And so with change, see, you want a certain sense of comfort with the change, but you can't have it both ways, because change brings new energies in. And to your advantage, you're a man now, not a baby. So men don't cry, men don't whine. They've grown hard enough to know how to change along with the changing environment. And what you have to do is to prove to yourself and to your family and to your fellow employees and people around you that you can meet this change, that you can adapt and formulate the new self that the universe is asking you to become. Now, it won't be permanent. This is not a permanent job. No, You'll move again. I don't know when, maybe 2 years. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I'm getting.
And this
But
is one thing that I need guidance because I want to know whether stability will make me decide whether to get my family here or not.
he's wondering if he's going to be stable enough to move his family, or if he should keep the distance with the family. I mean, in terms of just working and being temporary instead of a permanent move for the entire
Oh,
group.
well, how long is the job for? Is there any immediate contract?
No, it's not a short term. It's an open-ended kind of.
So he could be working there for
Well,
years and years if he chose to, it
is
sounds
your
like.
family secure where they are now?
Yes.
And isn't your wife a teacher? Am I remembering that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want your family beside you, or would you rather play it out and keep them secure there and you see them whenever you can until you make a decision?
Yeah, this is what I am doing. I mean, I have planned traveling to and fro, but for how?
But would the wife, would the his wife need to get work in the Middle East? I mean, she's working in India. That might be difficult for
Yeah,
teaching if
this is the
she's
way it
not,
is right now.
yeah.
This is a single journey for you right now.
Okay.
So I wouldn't, it might seem more comfortable to bring them out, but I think that it might disrupt the stability that they have in India. And so I don't think it's time yet. I wouldn't recommend
it. That's really hard. I mean, it's a hard decision not to move your family with you, but it's, you know, a very dramatic move to move them that far.
I think families should stay together to a certain extent, especially when the children are so young, if that be the case. When they're older, it's a little bit different. Of course, man and wife should be together. But we're talking about if you remove your wife to you, your wife may become very unstable. So you're in a difficult position, Ansel, but I think that when we look at both sides of the issue and we say, bad things here, and then we look at the other side, we go, oh, bad things here too. Right now, I would maintain the stability of having separate energies unless you can find a position for your wife and the universe opens that up for her in your location, then it's different. But I don't, right now, I wouldn't do anything too
dramatic.
Dramatic or you know
anything to disrupt the stability of their environment.
Yeah, don't be impulsive.
Impulsive. I think the word either.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you getting it?
Yeah, I do.
The discomfort you feel is normal. So don't worry about that. It's normal. If you really feel aching inside that you want her and she wants you and you want to be closer, then work hard at finding her a position. But what you'll have to do if you do that, you'll have to manage the way that she adjusts to that position because it's not going to be easy for her. So, you know, you're not going to find an easy path here. Not yet.
What subject does your wife teach? Does she teach grade school or is she an upper grade teacher where it's more specific?
Yeah, she teaches in the school.
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Hi, we can't hear you, Anshul. What type of...
Yeah,
what type
teaches
of...
You got to speak up. I think we lost him.
Are you there? Bad connection.
Hello? Yeah,
hi,
I am
Anshul.
Here. Can you hear me?
What... It's not consistently. What level does your wife teach at? What type of subject matter does she teach?
Hello.
Hello. We're having a bad connection. Can you hear us? Yeah, we're going to have to disconnect. We're going to have to move on. But that was essentially the reading. I mean, he got his answer.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's see. 860 is our next caller. Hi. Are you there? Hello, 860, are you there?
Hello, yes, I'm so sorry. I didn't hear the number. I thought it was another number.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Sorry, yes, I'm here.
That's okay. Who's this?
This is Amy. How are you?
I thought that was you, Amy. That's weird because I did think of you recently.
Oh, wow.
I really did. Like, within a couple of days, Amy. Yeah,
very cool.
On Wednesday, I think for some reason I thought, we haven't heard from her for a while. Give us your birth date again, please.
Sure, it's 12/12/1673.
Okay, what's new?
A lot is new. It's good stuff that's happening, unraveling. It just kind of is happening all at the same time. I'm a speaker, so I'm. Engaging a lot of workshops and conducting them, and that's coming up in this month in May. And good stuff.
Okay,
good
what
stuff.
Kind of workshops are you doing?
Okay, so basically my background, I'm legally blind, and so I still have vision. I'm in my 40s, and I have central vision. And so basically I pick up any topic that, the group wants or the organizer would love to hear from about. Like the next one is having faith in yourself. So basically, based on myself gradually losing my vision, I've gained the inner strength and the wisdom to love myself in totality, unconditionally. And that's what my message is. So.
That's great. It's really great that you could use something in your life that was a disadvantage and be able to make it into something that can help others, for sure.
Yeah. That was my calling. Definitely, it's not been easy, and that's why it's taken me whatever time it's taken to get out there, because of the ignorance and that all the other stuff that comes along with it. So honestly, for years, I was scared out of my mind to even go out there and speak about my journey. But, you know, there's no other way. I mean, I know that it's still scary, but I know that this is my calling. So
great. That's great. And did you have a specific question today, Amy?
Yeah, I do, actually. So I met this person 6 months ago, and it's actually within this group and this community that I've really become fond of. So I met him in October, and I really feel a great connection in the sense the intellectual and the spiritual connection is amazing. And so I was wondering if you see us growing together.
Are you in a relationship with him right now, a romantic relationship?
Yeah, I'm looking for one. We're friends right now.
You're friends, so it's not reached any stage other than platonic. What's his birthday?
Yeah. Oh, it's 3/16/70.
7/9. Okay, so he's a 27/9. You're a 30 equals 3, and there are three together, of course, because the nine. Anytime you add any number to nine, it becomes the number that that you're adding to nine. So, I don't know. What do you think, Neil, about
this? Well, there's a strong connection, Amy. Very strong.
I mean, her master number is the month.
Yeah, your month adds up to his
days
month.
Are the same.
Days are the same, and the years are interchangeable, and the master numbers result in your master number when this added together, as well as being your month. He's a past life. You've been with him probably. This is the third time around that you've met this man throughout different lifetimes. This is your third with him. You were married before. You had children before. And somehow the energy of that relationship, you both came back to Earth. Well, the soul, S-O-U-L, that you have within you, yeah, and the soul that he has within him, recognize one another. Now that's along a soul level. We haven't,
yeah,
you know, so you have this intellectual, emotional attachment, verbal attachment. It hasn't gotten into the sexual energy yet, because that's the body. And the body has already experienced, the two of you have already experienced the physicality together. So that's not what's taking the main passage at this point. You're rebounding and rebonding on a level of emotional soul energy. So there's a conversation that's going to, could ultimately result in one counseling the other. There,
yes,
might be some counsel going on.
Yes, it's
and
already
that,
happening. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
So that,
who is counseling who? Just out of curiosity.
Both doing each other. Like, it's just so in sync. It's indescribable. I've never, it's like you said, Neil, it's all soul connection. It's nothing makes sense. I told him exactly how I felt in January. Everything's laid out on the table. And because that's how I am. I know how my mechanics of me, of course. And if I didn't say anything, I would definitely regret it.
Yeah.
So
you said something to him in January. So what, you're saying the relationship is still platonic. So what was his response if you said you were interested in him beyond that platonic relationship?
Well, it's interesting because there's no, like I said, it's undeniable as far as the, it's not even physical. Like, it's like you guys can tap into it. It's just a spiritual thing. But his response was, you know, the timing is off and I know it. He has a lot on his plate, and, you know, it's not like he ran away either. Like, he's still connected with me, so I'm not, it's not like I'm,
Okay, so Amy, listen,
yes,
the agenda that's going on is not, it's sort of like you let go of the steering wheel, the car's still driving, and it's almost like one of those cars you get at Disneyland where it drives without you having to hold the wheel. Your relationship has still a driven force to it. You don't have to hold the wheel. The driven force is directed by karma. on an emotional level right now, a spiritual level, and a counseling level. That's what's it. If you try to take the wheel and steer it into a sexual relationship or something
deeper,
it's
probably going to go off course.
You're going to find out that turning the wheel isn't going to make any difference. It's on a track of its own.
Yeah.
So if along that track there's sex or there's love, you'll come to it like in a car journey at Disneyland. You'll eventually hit that part on the track. Right now we're not there.
Right.
And the reason we're not there is because the purpose of your relationship right now is mutually emotional, mutually consensually communication. And I believe that there's going to be a counseling session between the two of you where one will counsel the other. It might be you counseling him, where it lends itself into a greater depth of understanding and stability. Now, if that should develop into an emotional love that takes its place into the physical world of sexuality, that we don't know yet. That's not what the universe is demanding right now. So just utilize this as an emotional journey, appreciate it, and should it blossom into something deeper, well, you'll know in time.
So
don't frustrate yourself.
Don't you think it could disrupt the process if she tries to force anything?
Well,
the natural
course. It could, but beyond that, she can't force it. It's on a track. So even if you tried to force it, it's like trying to turn the wheel on one of those cars that's on a track. You can do it all you want.
It's going to still stay on the same track.
Yeah.
But okay. All right, Amy. Well, hopefully that's helpful to you.
Well, it's interesting because it's just automatic that I don't feel cool or urged or any kind of anything to make, in air quotes, something happen. It's more like I'm letting him be and loving him from a distance. And the cool thing is that honestly, it was the coolest. It was so empowering to tell him exactly how I felt, because I know on my soul's journey path, I'm not holding anything back. And that's so important. I think it's really important. Whether it works out or not, that's not the point. All I know is that I needed to express myself and exactly how I felt. And it was well thought out. It took a month and a half actually to write out what I was going to say, and I wrote him a letter and I read it aloud with him to him over a coffee. So
yeah, but you see, the fact that he's a man, and if he hasn't taken you up on being sexual yet, there's something else deeper, because if a woman offers to have a sexual relationship with a man,
most men are going to say yes.
They're going to go yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, he's not disgusted by you. He's not attracted to you. He's just in a different place. It's an emotional energy. There's a lot of female energy in this man. And so,
there
you
is.
Know, he's very sensitive.
And he's got that three.
So he's got, yeah. And to tell you the truth, in the worst case scenario, the worst of all the case scenarios, Amy, you might have to wait till be 45 to find a loving relationship. But that's the worst case scenario.
Because that's your, what is it, her 15th cycle of three.
Yeah.
It's your 15th cycle of three. That's only a year away, though.
Yeah,
well, I'm more than
a year.
She's born in December.
But that's the worst case scenario, not the best. There's other places to look at this, but you've got to graduate to that level. And again, before we go to the, is there another?
We have other callers.
Yeah,
we're going to move on.
You will encounter two young children, prior to being in a sexual relationship. They aren't your children, but you're going to encounter two young children. That's all I can tell you right now.
Oh.
Okay. All right, Amy.
You.
Well, keep in touch.
Thank you. You take care.
You too. Bye.
Thanks.
Okay. 561. We have Lena. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you? 3/7/1962. Is her birth date, another 28/10/1. Like Anshul. What's going on, Lena?
Well, I lost my job a few weeks ago, and I had an interview yesterday that went pretty well, and I wanted to see if you think I might have a good chance of getting this job.
So what happened with other job? Do you remember her job situation? No. So the job was very... contentious environment. She was kind of treated poorly. And we had spoken with her before and tied it into a family issue. She has a twin brother. So there was a separation between them. The parents favored the twin brother. And so that was connected to the work environment. So what, did you get fired?
Well, they called it laid off, but I call it fire. I knew the first day I wasn't going to make it there, but they kept me for almost 3 months. Right before I was getting ready to go on the insurance, they let me go.
Okay. So
what kind of work were you? What kind of work were you interviewed for yesterday?
Oh, yesterday was for a landscaper, like being his right hand, executive assistant. So.
Well, I feel pretty good about that. You know, he looked at your credit. He feels comfortable with you. There isn't anything. It's between you and another woman. So he's juggling the two together. And I don't know, you know, I mean, of course, Chris and I would love for you to get this job.
Well, guess what? I applied for a construction job in Florida. I'm the other person. Surprise!
Yeah. Well, that went over fantastic.
That was hilarious.
Everyone's dying of laughter.
Oh, they're not. You know, let's bring up some of your jokes that you've told on the show.
Well, at least I have a laugh track, and I can always put up the volume. Yeah. But anyways, I think that okay. So here's what I'm getting to help you out. There's a cat, C-A-T. First of all, where's the cat in your environment?
I don't have a cat. I don't know.
Well, cat, that doesn't necessarily mean you having a cat. Is there someone around you with a cat? Do you have a neighbor with a cat? There, I mean, we've got to be creative here.
I mean, I have a cat. I lost two cats years ago, but...
Okay, so that's where we need to go.
So you lost the cat? What do you mean you lost it?
Well, cats. I had two cats that passed away, you know, a long time ago.
Okay, so, and were you working then, or were you going through a job transition?
Yeah, I was in a marriage then. That was very stressful.
Okay, so what I'm doing is we're not finding the cats, but we're finding the job. So what we're doing is and you lost the cats, not lost them, but they passed away. So what we're doing is we're renewing the energy because you are compounded and you are basically, what are you, 62, you're 40, you're 55.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a 10 too. So what we're doing is the only thing we can do for you right now is put out energy that you get this job. I think you may be getting it. I see you working already in the month of May. You're already at work. So maybe this is the job itself. And do you have any experience in terms of handling this man's paperwork and everything that he needs to do?
Yeah, I mean, I've done all that. I would just have to learn the business. I can't see how I couldn't learn it. I pick up very easily. I've worked in the industry before, so.
Yeah, you worked in the industry before.
And it's the same type of work, I mean, essentially.
You know, I think it's good. I think you're probably going to get it. I wouldn't say 100%, but we're in the higher elements here. And, you know, forgive me for saying this, but what's going on with about $35,000? Is this a salary?
Savings.
Is this, what is this, $35,000 roughly, between $35,000 and
Yeah, well, I went on the higher end because I think it's more of an executive role. I mean, I think they're really underbidding the job, and I think I probably want a little bit more than what they wanted to pay. But I think the job, the money that I'm asking is outrageous.
Well, no, so you can tell us what you're asking for, but what there's. A figure of $35,000 to $40,000 that's in your realm. So is that what they're offering? Is that what you made before? Have you made that at a recent job?
I had told them I was looking for 40, but I would be negotiable. They were looking to pay, I think, like 36 or 37. So, I mean, we're all right around the ballpark.
Okay,
that's
so
right,
we're in
range.
The zone. We're in the, okay, Lena, we're in the zone of my, our assessment here psychically, 35 to 40 is right hitting the notes between that you have and they have. It's not a big sum.
Yeah.
So I think they're agreeable to it. And we'll put out energy. You know, I mean, there's a little bit of risk here in terms of promoting the best possible outcome. But so far, we got some pretty good signs going. So we'll just put out that energy and cast away and see what happens. Keep us in touch.
Okay, good luck, Lena.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye. Okay, now we have, I'm having a problem muting the calls here. There we go. All right. Cheryl, hi.
Hi, you guys. How are you?
Fine. I can hear myself back, by the way. Do you have a radio on or the internet?
Oh, no, not at all.
So weird. Maybe it's the speaker phone or something.
Yeah, let
What's
me try
on?
Turning that. Is this better? Is this better?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not hearing myself back now.
Okay. So this, once I get my older son under control, he's doing so great with his job, then it's time for my younger son. So talk about keeping me always on my feet. Anyways, my son Bennett, he's high function autistic, and he's born August 29th, 02.
Is this the one that had the brain test?
No. Everything turned out good. That's my older son. Everything turned
That's
out good.
Older.
Now he
you
just
got
promoted at his job, and, you know, he's either, like, working for 3 months or in a slump for 3 months, and now I think he's 21, and he's making his way, so I'm feeling really good about that. But my other son, who's 14 and a half, that wonderful puberty age, he's been picked on a little bit at school, but he picks up people's vibes, you know. He's, anyways, he's having a hard time transitioning from some of the special ed classes over to more mainstream. He's seeing the friendships that people have with each other, and he's not part of the groups per se, so he's actually been saying a lot of dramatic stuff. Like, since he was like 7, 8, I think even earlier, he'd be like, I don't like life. I mean, it's been really hard with him. Then he went gluten-free, and he's been really good for 5 years, and now he's starting to get like that same old stuff. So I've reached out to so many, like, from, you know, webcam psychiatrists, because there was none in network, to trying to get him in at the autism center, but they only do ABA, to getting him to see his primary doctor. She said he does need meds, but I don't feel comfortable giving him any. So for the past week or two, I've been, like, you know, highly upset, thinking, why is there so much resistance? So I signed him up for some classes where nobody knew him. It's actually the teen center up the street, and I took him yesterday. And I'm thinking maybe there's, like, a reason. I'm thinking the universe just isn't letting me. I don't know. You know, maybe meds are something he's not supposed to have. But he went yesterday and had a great day learning how to build computers. He goes back today, and he's welcome to go there anytime, Monday through Sunday. They're open all the time, you know, with video games. And anyways, I don't know what you get with his birthday. And
well, I mean, there's trouble in his birthday, Cheryl, because of that 29, the day of his birth. You know, that's always a controversial number. And in fact, in his, I mean, the karmic side is 9, 10, 11, 19, 10, 1, also problematic. And when you go into that, oh, he's not a cross, no, because he's born in 2002, right? So anyway, 29, controversy, and he's obviously still in karma until the age of 23. So, you know, there's a fixed energy that's going on in his life. And with the autism, you know, that's a life issue. So not only is that going to affect him till the age of 23, it's going to be something that he's going to have to deal with for a long term.
Yeah, because I'm like, you know, whenever I get a resistance with something where I'm trying and we can't help you, and I know our medical system's really messed up right now, and truly, like, he has one appointment, and they called and said, we're you know, booking for September. You know, this is like Canadian medical. It's just horrific. And I'm thinking, but when I get this much resistance, I'm thinking maybe he's not supposed to have medication. I'm supposed to find social groups and find another way. Because, see, I'm pretty anti-medicine in general.
Yeah.
I don't like it. you know.
I don't know. Neil, do you think he should be medicated? Or I mean,
well,
it's really tough because we're not doctors. So
yeah,
that's
we
the
can't,
first thing.
Right. We can't,
but we can give.
We can't give that kind of medical advice, Cheryl.
Right. If
I'll
you see that, though, if you see, you know, more medical, you know, if you see more.
Well,
the,
I don't, you know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I'm not one. I'm not a big advocate of medicine, you know, pills. You know, I'm a man that deals with the spirit and the soul and the psyche, and I like to take that hard pioneer route that way first. Here's your problem with your son. It's a deeper karmic problem that
yeah,
he has in
exactly.
lacking a male
role
figure,
model.
Role model, starting with father. I don't want to degrade father. I'm only stating that this boy is suffering from a healthy, fulfilling,
a lack of a healthy,
mature
fulfilling
relationship with a father, whether the other man is doing the best he can or whatever, it doesn't matter. This is the karma that this young person is dealing with. And it has
this
to
is
do
true,
with the karma.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it has to do with a karmic split in the past life where he created in his soul in that lifetime a division between father and son. So he's experiencing how to come back and find himself as a young man and as a social human being in a boys' clubhouse, if you will, where there's going to be a strong connection. That involves a different process of therapy than just the normal route of medication. It's a different kind of dialogue. It's more enriched with insight and psychic energy and dealing with a deeper element of learning how to accept oneself through the eyes of a great mentor or a great father or man figure. That's what's really missing if you want to know the core essence. There are ways to work with that, but again, you need available subjects.
I know, and she's saying that in her, you're saying in network providers, so you're having problems finding people to deal with him.
Yeah, there's none, and he doesn't communicate. Okay, he has come a mile or miles since he was younger, so now he's into mainstream, so he's doing really well moving that direction, but I can't find anything, and then. If people want to sit and like talk to him, it could be that might be counterproductive in a certain setting, you know, where he doesn't choose the smartest words. Like when he's like, life is worth not even a penny. You know, when he says stuff like that, he could get himself in a situation where he could be on a
right.
hold. You know, they could take him in for an evaluation. And I'm trying to voluntarily go in somewhere and say, you need to talk to him because he says life's worthless. He went to the nurse's office.
Right.
And said,
but what's being communicated here, Cheryl, is that a talented therapist is not going to do that. Someone who is really skilled and can understand him. And the problem is that, you know, you're rolling the dice with whoever might be in network to talk, you know, to provide him counsel because you may end up in a bad situation. So the answer is finding someone who is really skilled. I think whether you're going to have to pay out of pocket or not. I mean,
right.
that's probably the answer.
And even the autism center, you know, they don't have therapists and they only do ABA. Now, applied behavioral, I have a lot of opinions on that because that's where they almost manipulate and provoke you and then teach you how to cope. And he doesn't really have behavior problems. He's depressed. Because he says he's lonely. Okay, so the way to get through that is to give him peers. And so, like I said, I slept better last night than I have in a few weeks because he was able to go down to the teen center and there was an outreach guy that works at a school that was there. And he woke up today in a way better mood. So I could obviously see friendships are so important.
Well, encourage that route because that's the best resource you have right now, especially with that leader there. So you need to go there. You need to find a male figure. And that also involves him in the male tribe of connecting, and he's going to feel a lot better. So just keep that.
Yeah, I'll just
going
keep going this direction and not put so much, you know, he needs medication. Of course, when you're so depressed, but you could turn it around. I'm thinking socially, he may be able to turn it around by having a few close friends that aren't just video game online, but in person, you know, where he could shoot basketball
and
do all
that.
That
was evidence, demonstrated by what he experienced yesterday.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
try that.
I'm not going to pursue the other as much. I think I'll go this route. And I think the universe will always show you when it resists you, I think, because there's something better. You know, there's something I just thought about that so many times. I'm like, I've tried four or five different people. I can't get them in anywhere. Psychiatrists don't want to deal with it. I can't. It's like, this is impossible, and I'm not going to take them down to the 24-hour psych ward and give them traumatic experience. But
yeah.
I'm going to keep doing this, and hopefully it works.
Yeah. Cheryl, you're on the right path, and I think
we've got to move on to other callers.
So move with that.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great weekend. Thank you as always.
You too. Okay. 201 is our next caller. Hello.
Hi, Kristen. This is Jackie. 15 1965.
I'm sorry. What's your year, Jackie?
1965.
You sound like you're in a wind tunnel. I don't know. You're probably moving.
I'm outside. I'll moot you out when you guys just talk then.
I'm sorry.
I will mute you out when you guys talk so you don't hear the background noise. I'm actually outside.
Thanks. All right, what's going on?
To work. Everything is at a climax now. I can see like a picture of this, that, hodgepodge of stuff. And
so
I
what happened with the, real quick, what happened with the, were you in some kind of legal situation when you called last?
Yeah, with the estate, and my son was also in therapy, still in therapy, but he's supposed to come home. So everything now, I have, like, all the balls are being thrown at me now.
All right.
And I'm just trying to, you know, figure out how to separate them and just take each play as they go.
Okay, what's today's question?
What's my next step?
What's your next step?
My chart?
I'm sorry, it's so hard to hear you.
What is happening in my chart right now?
In your what?
Job?
In my chart.
Chart? What chart are we talking about? Are you talking about your numerology?
Yes. What's going on right now? That's affecting me.
What's going on right now in numerology? Well, let's do some math here. Well, 54. She's how old? 52. Well, you have a change coming up in 2 years, but... There's also, we're quickly doing some math here.
Change coming up in
53.
45. In two years. 2 years. Yeah.
And is she 9 times 55? Yeah, that's it.
Well, you're right now in a tough position, Jackie.
9 years from
today. Because you're 2 years shy of going through another change. So what that means is that you've got to maintain your world to the best place of stability for 2 years. That means you may not be happy, but the clue will be, are you financially stable and getting by at least? Is that true or false?
Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm getting by.
That's all you need to do
once
right
I
now.
Once I get through, you know, everything is just getting by.
Yeah. Okay. So that's where you need to be right now. You're going to have a change at 54. That will be a different change. So what you want to do right now is maintain the stability you have, which is not ideal, but satisfactory, to where you're at right now for roughly 2 years. It may be sooner, but...
It's actually less than 2 years. We're in April, and she's born in January, so it's actually not, you know, it's not like you're born in December, which would make it a longer path.
Now,
so it's less than 2 years.
What you can do, that's true, and what you can do is start to promote other places of advancement, but don't expect it to come in yet, but just start to promote it, experiment, explore... Kind of do that a little bit. You might want to write to different. Are you working? You're employed. Where are you working right now?
Yes, I'm a school teacher, but I'm looking to do things out of this. I want to go off on my own. I want to do things with my family. I want to do my own business.
So start to promote some of those ideas as time progresses. You want to start because we're dealing with different aspects of your karma, which takes in different rooms. It's like you just don't have a living room in your house. You have a bedroom, a kitchen. Well, you have a different component.
Unless you live in a studio.
Unless you live in a studio apartment, you still have separation.
Yeah.
But what you need to do is look at this higher aspect of your higher self, not your karmic, and start to cultivate that while you're going through this, and expect roughly about a year and a half journey.
Okay, that sounds reasonable with what I have to do.
Yeah, that's nice that it's not, you know, going to be too drawn out for you.
Right. Okay. Did you see anything with me and my son reconnecting the way that we once had a great relationship and open? And he seems to be responding to the therapy that he's getting now, and he's soon to come home. So I just want to know how to
come home.
That with
how old is he?
He's been away. He's 18.
18, and he's been away like at what? School or?
No, he's in therapy.
So he's in a residential therapy type situation.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, you have a little trouble there. I think, you know, by the skin of his teeth, he's going to be able to get out and be functional again. But it's always going to be, there's always going to be a process of him needing guidance and interaction, that kind of thing. You know, he needs to be reminded that he's balanced and okay. And a good therapist is going to establish that sense of well-being within him and expect that it's going to be a process.
Okay, Jackie, we have to close the show, but hopefully that helps. And
yes, it did.
Call us in a year and a half and let us know how that change goes. Just kidding.
I will call you when you come home. I'm going to call you when you come home. Actually, the conversation you was having with the previous caller was similar to my situation.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Everything that you said to her, I was actually absorbing that. So even if I didn't get in a call, I knew that that was my word for the day. So thank you.
Good. Okay, take care, Jackie. Right. Bye. Okay, yeah, we didn't get to our topic again, so we're going to have to start with topic Wednesday. That's less planning for us, but.
Yeah, we'll get to it. You know, there are dangers in the astral realm. We've got to get to that.
We're going to do it.
We'll get there.
We're back on the air Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Everybody, have a great weekend.